Welcome everybody, Shir number 877, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we are moving along in our Simen Reish Ches, the second part, the Bracha Achatz Mei and Shalish. So we spoke about in the past a interesting halacha, which I just want to expand on a little bit. Just reading from the Sefer Shoyin Halacha is that halacha which we spoke about, which is in the next Simen, right? We said last time, we said if somebody's together, just backtrack, and we like to review from Sif Yud Beis, Reish Ches Sif Yud Beis. We said if somebody eats together, you eat cake, cookies, and somebody drinks wine, and they eat from the Shibbutz Aminim. So then you make a lamaisi, you make the after bracha. You say all three. You say Alamichi Velakal Kala, depending again on somebody's minig. Some people should say Alamichi. So then you say Valagefen, Valpriya, and Valagefen, Valpriya, Gefen, Valawaits, Valpriya Waits. You say them all together, and it's important. I just want to bring out, it's extremely important, especially when you're making a bracha achsmei and shalish, and even moreover, if you're making all three together, to look inside the sitter, right? Look inside the sitter and make sure you're saying the right text together, and not to skip anything, you know, because obviously it's very easy to leave out one of these things and could be running into a problem. We said, b'di'evid, there's ways to work with it. Okay, but be it as it may, one should be careful to look into a sitter. But the point we want to make is that if you ate all three, again, like cookies, you ate fruits from the Shibbutz Aminim, I ate grapes, let's say, right, for example, and I ate the right amount, grapes, cookies, and I drank some wine, so then the person, you make one bracha achas mei and shalish for all three, and you look in the sitter and you have the right nusach. Okay, so now, moving along, something we said last time, we said if somebody, let's say I ate fruits, right? I ate some fruits from the Shibbutz Aminim. I ate grapes, right? I ate the right amount. We're not getting into that right now, but I ate the right amount. I have to make a bracha achas mei and shalish. And I also ate other fruits, right? I ate an orange, I ate an apple. So just to read from the Sefer Shoyin Halacha, in the next simin, the next sif, Yud Gimel, so he says, reading from the Shoyin Halacha and Ois Zion, explaining that sif Yud Gimel, Ochal Peres Mishib. Aminim. Somebody ate fruits from the Shibbutz Aminim, right? One of those fruits, right? Our example we keep on giving is grapes because that's the most popular. It could be a different one, whatever the case is. Okay, but Avol Peres Mishibbutz Aminim v'gam Ochal Peres Shaloi Mishibbutz Aminim, and they also ate fruits that are not from the Shibbutz Aminim, orange, apple, the like. Again, Tapuchim, he gives an example of the apple, right? Like we said, we spoke about last time. Zayn Tzarech Levarach Al Tapuchim, you would not have to make a Berun Afasho separately. Sheberuches Al Ho'eitz Poitartim, because when you make the Bracha Achas Mei and Sholish, the Al Ho'eitz on the grapes, let's say, for example, right? So then, it would also cover the orange, or would cover also the apple or the other fruits that one ate. Again, v'gam ochal peiros shaloi mishivus. I mean, it has to be fruits, right? Shagam heim pri ho'eitz. That's also pri ho'eitz. Avo'ah. So now what I want to expand on, avlim sochtan v'shosam imeihem. Let's say somebody drank apple juice. That's not going to help. Right? I drink apple juice. How good? So it's apples, right? So good. I ate my grapes, now I drank apple juice. So that's also apples. So I shouldn't make, I should only make, brachach mein shalos. I make my alho eight and it covers the apple juice. No, it's no good. Avalim sochta v'shosem e mehem, ein nifta b'birchas alawaits. That would not help. The love pre A2 cloud. That's not called a fruit. It's a drink, right? V'kolsh kein shar devarim, and definitely he's bringing this down from the whatever the Shulchan Aruch, Chazanish, and so on. V'chein shekein shar devarim she'enem pri ho'eitz, and definitely things that are not pri ho'eitz. Afilu heim pri adama, even if though you'll tell me vegetables, ein iftar be'birchas pri ho'eitz, right? If it could be even vegetables, you'll say, well, vegetables like a fruit. No, it doesn't help. It has to be eitz. It has to be fruits from a tree. Regular fruits. But if it's vegetables, that's not going to help. For that, you would have to make a burn of fashos. If somebody drank, let's say, for example, apple juice, orange juice, you'll say, well, that's also fruit. No, that's a drink. You would have to make a burn of fashos on that separately. Okay, so the Mechaber over there in the Sif Yud Gimel just says the Dov Poshet, which we understand, obviously. But v'hu adinim ochal bos of a dog, somebody ate fish, right, they ate fish, meat, meat and fish for achal mechameshes minim, and they also ate, let's say, these grapes, for example. Ein berchas ala michya poiteres, you're going to make a al ho'etz val priweitz. It's not going to help you. Poiteres the ein berchas al hamichya poiteres es abasa ves adagim. You have to make a burn of fashos separately. We spoke about last time that you can't interchange. In other words, a burn of fashos is not going to cover the al hamichya, and the al hamichya or bracha achas mein shalish is not going to cover the burn of fashos. It's two separate things. It's only over there by the fruits. Somebody ate apples, somebody ate oranges, other types of fruits that are not from the Shivas Aminim, only over there. So we say it's Yemenga Bracha Al Ha'etz anyways. Eitz means it's from the fruits, so fruits from a tree, so therefore it's interchangeable. But otherwise, all the other things in general, L'chatchila for sure, we'll see some cases, B'dieved that might help, but L'chatchila for sure, you have to make its own, everything needs its own separate Bracha. Now, that's as far as obviously that goes without saying, that's as far as the after bracha. As far as the bracha before, when you make a bur priu eitz, so the bur priu eitz is going to cover everything, right? You make a bur priu eitz on the fruits that I'm eating. So that would be fine. Right? Let's say on the Shivas Aminim, I make my bur priu eitz, let's say. So I'm eating also apples or something else that might be bur priu eitz. So of course that would help. It's not, and that bar pre-weights is not going to help. So in other words, it helps for the beginning and the end, but it's not going to help you again. The same thing, all the other brachas, everything else needs its own separate bracha before also, before and after. Okay, so that's as far as that goes. And again, it's the same thing with the first bracha. If somebody's drinking orange juice, apple juice, you know, you can't say, well, I'll make a bur priu eitz, and then I'll cover. If you're drinking regular apple juice, regular orange juice, there are certain cases which we have to talk about how that works. If somebody cooked vegetables, like a vegetable soup over there, that's already a different story. Whereby the soup itself, many times, we'll see the cases, could be a bar pri adama. But if you're drinking regular squeezed apple juice, regular squeezed orange juice over there, it's a regular shahakal. That's a regular shahakal. So one has to be careful not to mix up the two. Now, just a quick note brings down the Mishnah Berurah and Sif Katan Samach Dalid. We'll end off with this, which is also it's an understandable thing, but the Mishnah Berurah rings down. We want to make sure everybody has it clear. Somebody's drinking wine. Let's say you drink wine, you drink grape juice, and you're also eating an apple. So again, the same thing, that's not going to help. If you make it's only over there whereby you're actually eating other fruits from the Shivas Aminim, where you have to make aleitz. But if you're making al aretz v'al pri hagefen, right, on the wine, you have to make al hagefen, al aretz v'al pri hagefen. But the yavid, if you made al peira, it's okay. The grod, is there others that hold the possible that would be okay. But we're not going to get into that right now. The regular standard after bracha on wine, right? I drank a revius in the right amount of time, so I have to make my al hagefen. So that al hagefen is not going to help you for the apples. It's only over there whereby eating at mamish grapes themselves. So that's what he says. That's right. So he brings this down on Sif Katan Samach Dalad, the Shei Sain, Beberchas Hayayin, Al Ha'aretz, Val Pri Agofen, right? And you have to say, Val Ken Yeshu Zol, Heichesh Eichel Tapuchim, Shei Sayayin, Shei Varech Tech, he says it in a different way. But the bottom line is you have to make sure you make your burn of Fashos, and, on the apples, and to make the, Al Ha'aretz, Val Agofen on the wine. In general, it's a whole thing, which one comes first. But in general, because of the chashivas, many say to say the al ha'aretz val pi hagafen would come first. There are others who wanted to say, we mentioned last time from the dirshu, tadr sheine tadr kaidem, but we're not going to get back into that right now. But in generally, making the al ha'aretz, the al ha'aretz val pi hagafen on the grape juice or the wine, and then you have the fruits, whatever the case is, you have apples or oranges, and then you're going for that, you make a burn of fashos. But if you're eating the grapes, if you're eating the Shivas Aminim as a fruit, so then you could include it all together in the Al Ha'etz. Thank you for listening. Aslacham Bracha Kol Tov.